I don't know.
Well, we had a neighbor who had a couple dogs, her own dogs, and they got fighting, and she reached in there to pull them apart. One got hold of each side of her hand, and each dog thought he had the other.
No, I've separated a lot of them, but the way I'd do, I'd get one, just get it run, get him the leg, and start dragging him back and trying to make the other one quit or scold him for quitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure won't get bitten if you got hold of the back leg.
No, then you can separate them much quicker. Mm-hmm. A lot of women years ago would throw water on them and get them quit.
I turned the hose on, that works.
Yeah, it works.
If you got the hose handy.
Yeah, sure.
What animals do you need if you're going to raise cattle?
Well, you need a stock calf. Or, I guess what you have reference to. You don't have reference to a certain breed, I mean.
No, just any of them.
Just a range, beef type. Mm-hmm. Stock calf.
And just cows, or?
Well, you need no. You'd have to have bulls.
When you were a boy, what would you have called that animal if there had been women present?
Well, I don't believe that word bull was used too much for you when I was real small.
Was it surly?
Surly, that's right. They're old male. I don't believe that word bull was used too much then.
Man, I talked to... Well, he was in his late 70s, and he was pretty much distressed. He thought over in Stillwater, we were talking about cattle, and there were girls in the class, and we were using the word bull. He thought we should only say surly.
Well, that's what used to be years ago, right?
What would you need if you were going to raise horses?
Stallion.
And what else?
Well, a brood mare, yeah. Mm-hmm. But a stallion was called then, and they didn't. Some of them called them stud horse now. They just called them stallions then. Mm-hmm. They never said stud horse before.
Let's see, you have a horse, or a bull, and a cow, and then the offspring is called a... The baby cow or the baby bull?
Oh, yeah, baby calf.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a motherless calf?
Oh, you mean any special term? What?
Any special name for a calf that's lost its mother? Maybe the
mother's... Yeah, he'd be called, if your mother's gone, he'd be called an orphan calf.
What do you call it when a cow is going to give birth to a calf?
Well, she's going to bring calf. Kind of like around women sometimes, I might say. She's going to fare calf for long or something like that. These days, don't think it makes much difference. It says you're going to bring calf.
Yeah. It's interesting to me to see these terms change. Did they use oxen at all here when you were a boy?
Yeah, I remember seeing a few yoke of oxen. Well, in fact, my father bought, when we moved here, just for statehood, on this place, he bought a span of or yoke, I say, yoke auctions and the yoke. And me and my brother and neighbors, we thought we'd drive them. We went to Sunday school in a wagon, time or two in them, but we didn't know how to